guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
So if you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
That includes diets, surgeries, and exercise.
We love you guys.
And we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful and consult your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, we all need our vitamins after surgery, regardless of what you think.
Yes.
It's a must.
Yes. So why not choose the easiest and the best tasting in the community?
Seriously, it's ProCare, guys. ProCare is so delicious. I use their chewable for over a year. That's how I know.
Yes. And I love their capsules.
Yes.
Love them. They're once a day. I take them at night. Easy peasy. And my labs are fantastic.
Yeah, our labs are great. And I've actually switched to the capsules and I take those at night now. So if you guys need your iron, they have them with iron and they have them iron free. They even have calcium chews.
Yes, the calcium chews. Perfect. They have mocktail ones, chocolate. They have also some caramel and a cinnamon roll.
They're freaking delicious. So go over to procarenow.com and use our code OSLP to save some money.
Prepping and measuring your food post-op is a beast all in itself. But Portion Perfection has actually made it super, super simple. They have bowls, plates, and even a lunch bag called the Kit and Carry, where you can have all of the system ready to go.
Yeah, we love carrying that thing around with us. It's so much easier to pack your lunch, your snacks, especially when you're on a road trip. That thing is a lifesaver.
Yes.
So if you want to get these things to help your journey, just go over to portionperfection.com and use our code 15OSLPOD. And again, that's 15OSLPOD. And you can also go over to our Amazon storefront to pick out any of those that you would like to use. If you could take a quiz today about weight loss surgery, how well do you think you would score? Well, there is an app for that, and it's called NutriHealth.
Yes, it has 12 modules. You watch a video, read an article, and then you get to take the quiz. If you want to be the most prepared for the journey that lies ahead, go over to NutriHealth.com and put our Sleeve Life podcast as your provider. All know how difficult post-op life can be.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking hard, guys.
Yes. And so a way to make it a little bit easier is by joining the Tribe membership program. It has been created by a registered dietitian. She's actually the Sleeve Dietitian on Instagram. Her name is Jamie. And she's created this whole membership program just to support us.
Yeah, like we've had her on the podcast. We love her to freaking death. And then two, like she has full experts in their field that help you. And they've had bariatric surgery, almost every one of them.
Yes.
And the Sleeve Dietitian is freaking smart because she has almost a support group every single day, guys. Yes. You're going to get an email. It's going to tell you which ones are for today. And you can just sign up and hang out with people that are just like you. And I've even used the journal prompts. I'm into journaling, and that was way helpful to just go somewhere that can help you and just get your mind going.
Yes.
So if you need this kind of support, which a lot of us do, go to her website and use our code OSLP at checkout to get your discount.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Maha.
And if you're wondering where my eyebrows are, if you're watching this on YouTube,
which you should be,
go over and subscribe, hit the little bell so you are notified when there's future videos. My eyebrows have apparently disappeared.
Yeah, they're upstairs. They're in a box.
Mel stole them. She kidnapped them. She won't give them back. So this is what you get.
I have them for ransom.
It's been a while since I've had no eyebrows because since tattooing them on.
Well, it's funny, guys, because I'm looking at her in person. I can see her eyebrows. But when I look on the camera, I'm like, they're getting lost.
Yes. There are actually a couple photos, and I swear we will get to our episode here very soon. But there are a couple photos back before I knew that you were supposed to have darker eyebrows. And I'm like, but where are my eyebrows?
But where?
But where are
where
they?
Where they go?
Because I look weird. I look weird. Like, there's actually a photo from my mom's birthday that I look at and I'm like, but where did they go?
Where did they go?
Where are they? Because they're not on my face. I don't know. Not quite sure.
Because even I pencil mine in more just because it does fade in the video.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And normally I have eyebrow gel on. So it makes them pop, but I got my lashes done. So, and I don't wear makeup when I get my lashes done. And then I put a little bit on and I was like, oh shit, I left my eyebrow gel at home. So
I didn't even know they made eyebrow gel.
Yeah, it actually has little fibers in it. So it actually makes your eyebrows thicker.
Ooh.
And I really enjoy it. It's from Too Faced. And Too Faced is a makeup brand. I absolutely adore all
their products. I love their setting product.
Most of their products are really, really good.
Yeah. My favorites is the setting powder.
Yeah. They did have a brand or a line where it was a peach line. And I loved the setting powder that was in that line.
It's gone, though?
No. They discontinued it. Yeah. Sad, I was very, very sad when I learned that.
Because I need a peachy tone.
Well, it wasn't. It like smelled like peach.
Oh, and
like,
okay.
You know when you put your powder on and sometimes you like breathe some in?
Yeah.
It had a very nice taste to it.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. Their setting spray was weird. It was really weird. So I didn't enjoy that. I think I actually ended up returning that. But yes. So before we start,
yes.
We want you to go over to patreon.com/OSLP. And we want you to join our Patreon because just listen to me. You not only are supporting us in our mission of creating a community, creating a positive light that is in the world.
Yes.
Getting rid of that stigma and for us to tour. Because we are super close to our goal to tour.
Yeah, we are.
So close, you guys. So close. You guys are all amazing for supporting us. But we also want to support you.
Yes.
And part of that support is our Facebook Benchy group.
Mm-hmm.
And we call them Benchies because the group itself is called the Winner's Bench.
That's right. Not the Loser's Bench.
Not the Loser's Bench. We don't like that term. We have been called losers enough in our life. And I don't like it. Mel doesn't like it either.
Yep.
So we changed it and it is the Winner's Bench and therefore Benchies.
You are our Benchies.
Yes.
And the support group's great because we get to talk to them all day. They talk to us. They help each other.
They really help each other.
This last time they helped someone so fucking much. It was funny.
Yes.
So for those that don't know who Stephanie is, she's a bariatric warrior on Instagram and she's a Benchie. We love her. Mm-hmm. And she's been through some shit.
A lot of shit.
A lot of shit.
She's been very sick since she had her first surgery.
Yeah.
She has needed a revision for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Insurance won't cover it. So she's been paying out of pocket for it.
That's right.
Now, if you guys were watching our Instagram during the JBY award show, the Just Be You award show.
Yeah.
We actually named an award
after her.
And we gave it to her at the Benchy brunch. And it was so nice to be able to say, like, this trophy is now the Bariatric Warrior trophy.
Yep.
And it will be given out yearly to somebody that the community nominates to be the Bariatric Warrior. I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, I do. Okay. So it's fine.
Okay.
I got you guys. I got just, you.
I went off. I was envisioning the weekend and
And then you lost it.
I lost it. So
that's okay.
Yeah, take it over, Mel.
Because yes, at the Benchy brunch, she got a trophy. And what was really cool is the tribe actually donated $1,000 towards her surgery.
Yes, it was very sweet.
And a lot of our Benchies obviously were there. They didn't know some of her story, her background. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Frank.
We love Frank.
Frank and Sarah and Tanya and Katie and all them. They decided they want to help and they contacted us and we just all put a pool of money together. We did Venmo. Mm-hmm. Emails were going out from Frank, like updating. Mm-hmm. And then we got to tell her yesterday.
Yes, we got her up to her goal.
Yeah.
She does not have to pay a penny more for her surgery.
Yeah, no more out of pocket.
Actually, today is her pre-op.
Yep.
And then she has surgery on December 7th.
That's right.
With two other Benchies. So that's the other kind of cool thing is you get to find your Berry besties, your surgery twins within the group. And it's heartwarming because you create these relationships.
Yeah, these bonds that like you're never like they're not going to break because we're all here fighting for each other and with each other. And it brought tears to my eye to see that like our people came together just to help one of our own.
I was almost crying.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, I definitely had tears in my eyes because it's such an emotional thing to be able to help somebody that is not only so deserving, but is like fighting with every being, like part of her being.
Right. She wants it. Like yeah. she wants yeah. to have a life and wants to have a good life to live, quality. Because mm-hmm. right now she had surgery and she can't eat anything.
Yeah.
She's been puking.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
It's awful. So we love you, Stephanie.
Yes. And big shout out to Stephanie.
And that's why you should become a Benchie, because we are here for each other.
And speaking of support, that is what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the community as a whole.
We got to back up.
Oh, I know it. I know what I forgot.
Yes.
I know what I forgot.
What did you forget?
JBY merch. Yes. Guys, merch. We do have merch available for you guys. We have gotten several messages from people that want to purchase some. I am actually wearing one of them right now.
Yeah,
let's see if I can get it. You can see the crown. And then it's got the big logo on the back.
With the date and everything.
With the date. And so if you would like to help be a part of the Just Be You without, you know, actually being at the award show.
But
most
you
of you were. Yeah. You can. You can. It is going to be next year. Mm-hmm. We are already in the process of planning. Starting to plan all over again. But that is available for you to purchase.
It is. And what's cool about it is, like, so you can be a part of it by just going over to YouTube and watching the video. So yes. the whole JBY award show is on there. Mm-hmm. I know the quality of the video is like, the video is fine. It's the audio is not the best, but you know what? It's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So go check it out. And then we do have hoodies and shirts and tanks and mugs. We got all the things. So yes. message us through Instagram. Or you can just email us at hello@oursleevelifepodcast.com. Tell us what you want and you can Venmo us the money and then we will ship it on off to you.
Yes.
So that's what we wanted to let you guys know, because we're going to have that for sale until all the product is gone.
Yes. So. Yeah. So we'll probably sell a lot of it off. Mm-hmm. And then if we need more, we can get more. So
that's right. That's
it
right.
is a possibility. Now we can go into what the episode is actually about,
yes.
which, I mean, speaking of the award show, speaking of, you know, grouping together and helping a fellow Benchie, a fellow bariatric warrior, mm-hmm. We are going to be talking about all of the support that we have seen over the last few months.
Yeah, it's been incredible.
You know, and we could even go as far back as when we first started the podcast, mm-hmm. because going into this community, and I'm not just talking about Instagram, the podcast, I'm talking about as a whole.
Like a bariatric community as a whole?
As a whole.
Yeah.
So TikTok, YouTube, anywhere that there is a presence for bariatrics, that is support for you.
Yes.
So at the award, let's do the award show first.
Yeah, since it was just happened.
It just happened.
Might as well.
And it was... I actually was at my lash lady's today and she opened the door and I was like, hey, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I want to know how it went. And I was like, it was incredible.
It was. Like,
that's the only word I can think to describe it.
Yeah.
Because it was like just all the love.
You felt it.
You could just feel it.
Yeah.
You could just feel all the love. And it was different. I think it hit different because it was actually like pinpointing those people that are true pillars in our community
and seeing them all together
and like bond and create relationships and in-person relationships. There's nothing like an in-person event.
There isn't at all. And what I saw was like people that have never talked to each other before, mm-hmm. talking to each other in these rooms and hanging out and then like taking photos and building content together, because they realize like we're all on the same mission, mm-hmm. and they're all in the same room, mm-hmm. and everybody was just so like, I don't know, just so them. They're just awesome.
Yes.
It was just hard to explain until you're in that room, mm-hmm. because yeah. they all are here to help everyone.
There
and
was
you could
an
feel
energy.
It.
Yeah. There mm-hmm. was an energy about everything that was happening that night.
Yeah.
Even before. So we did a presenter dinner to thank all of the presenters for coming out and supporting us in this like brainchild event that we had just yeah. just come up with. And you could even feel it that night. It was the whole weekend. People were excited. They were loving. They were caring. Like, it was just out of this world.
Yeah, it was the main reason why we're talking about support is because this is support that we've never felt before, at
Correct.
Least for me.
Well, I think it was different because it was our event.
Yeah.
And so we handpicked what was happening.
Everything.
And so we handpicked the people that we have a connection with. We handpicked the presenters. We handpicked...
The music.
It was, like, there was a whole nother level because we put it together.
Yep.
And we thought, I mean, my thought was, is like, I know we're going to enjoy it.
Right.
But let's see if everybody else enjoys what we put together.
Yeah.
And they really did.
And they did. And it was awesome to hear the laughs and the cheers. Mm-hmm. And there was tears. Like, it was all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just impressed that like what our vision was
came out. Yeah.
Like, it was in the light. They got to see it and they enjoyed it, which meant a lot to me.
Yes. I think my favorite part, and it, you know, it goes into community, is the very beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. We played a Rising Stars video, and it was a compilation of all of the people that had been nominated, all of them.
Yep.
And I mean, we contacted over 500 people. We got like 180 back, which is still pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
And we put it all in a video and we played this song that has been in my head for months. Yes. I think it was like we were just beginning to plan it and I found this song.
Yeah, it was the first song found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, this has to be a pivotal moment in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we played it during the Rising Stars. And I just remember being so amped. Because it wasn't just about the awards. It wasn't just about who was presenting and who wasn't. It wasn't even about the nominees. Like, it really showed that we as a community are here for each other.
Yeah.
And to celebrate each other and lift each other up. Because that's what support is.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And the fact that we got so many people to actually reply back. Like, I was impressed.
Yes.
And then just standing there, like, watching you get so excited. Like, Kelly was really excited. She was, like, throwing her hands up. Mm-hmm. Like, she loved it. I was singing
along with the song.
It was awesome.
I had to keep my mic off to one side because I was singing along with the song. Because I was just, like, because if you guys don't know, the song is called Warriors by Hidden Citizen.
Yeah.
And please go listen to it. Actually, Stephanie Bariatric Warrior did a reel the other day
with
the song.
Yeah.
And the song is just so, anytime I'm having a moment of like, I can't go on, I'm really depressed, or I'm just like, things aren't going the way I want it to. Mm-hmm. I play that song on repeat.
Yeah.
Because no matter what sweat, what blood, no matter what tears go into this journey, I'm a warrior.
Yeah,
we're all here. Warriors. Mm-hmm. We have gone through a lot to get to this point. Most of us, our entire lives of fighting.
Yep.
And so if anything, please go download that song and just listen to it.
Yeah.
And just,
it'll get you going.
Yeah. It really does. So yeah, I think the community really showed up, really supported one another during that song, especially that song.
Oh yeah.
Like, or that video. It was just really noticing that there are some fucking amazing people in this community.
And that was like the whole point, was that we wanted to show like we're all doing good here. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not dying. You guys know I say that all the time. We're not dying. We're not regaining. We're not like,
well, we are, but
yeah, but it's not like they all think that we're just regaining every ounce that we put away. And it's like,
we
are
not regaining plus more.
Yeah.
Most of us know. And this was a portion that we had talked about right before we started recording, is that when you pull away from the support, when you pull out of the community, when you're not posting as much, because it takes a lot. It takes a lot to share your journey, to do the and to share every aspect of your life. But most of the time when people pull away, it's because they're regaining and they feel like they're a failure, because I did that.
Yeah.
Or you are just, you feel like you get to a point where you're like, I'm not really a bariatric patient anymore.
Right.
I don't need this. Like, I don't need to be a part of it every day, all day. The fact is you do, because no matter where you are in life, you will always be a bariatric patient. The moment you go into surgery and you wake up, you are a bariatric patient.
Done deal.
For life.
Yeah.
That means you need support. For life. There may be moments that you don't need it as much.
Yeah.
You'll always have to have it.
Some sort of support. Yes. And I think it needs to come from the community too, because I can say from my own experience, like, anytime I would stop posting, stop tracking, stop like talking to people in the community, that's when I was like eating like shit and being mean to myself and just like you know, in my little cocoon. Mm-hmm. And once I started seeing, like, you pretty much brought me out of like, oh no, there is a world here that you can hang out with and they will make you feel better. And she's not wrong.
Yeah. Because everybody in this community knows exactly where you've been.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, there is somebody out there that will has been where you've been.
Yeah.
And so you have to kind of hold on to that support.
You do.
In a tight clasp on it.
Yeah.
Like, hold on to it.
It's pivotal.
It is.
It's very, very pivotal I didn't think being in a room full of people knowing what I've gone through would matter.
But it does.
But it does.
It does
matter. It really fucking matters. And now, like, people are seeing it, like, with friends and family. They're like, I kind of wish I had a community like this. And it's like, go find your community. Go find your people. Yeah. Because people are out there. And I don't know what it is. Like, just knowing someone else has gone through it, it's, like, relaxing and relieving.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you're like, I don't want someone else to go through the things that I have. But it is nice to know that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's weird because everybody knows I have autoimmune diseases. And back mm-hmm. when I was first diagnosed, my friend Cole, the best friend, she actually told me, like, you should go on and find some groups and start talking to people
yeah.
that are where you're at.
Right.
And I never felt comfortable being in a group like that. I just never did.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, I can handle it by myself. Mm-hmm. I don't need support. Like, I have my doctors. I have my then now ex-husband, like then husband. I didn't feel like I needed it. But then as soon as I found out I was having surgery, I wanted to be a part of a community.
Yeah.
Like, so it was just a different, like, I think it's different because it's a such a positive change.
Yeah.
That you don't have to be negative about it all the time.
No.
That you can be, and I mean, being in person also, like, even going back as our first event, mm-hmm. which was the Bariatric Society retreat.
Yep.
That was such a moment for me
yeah.
because that's when I first felt like these are our people
yep. Yep.
and they support us and they love us and they just want us to do well. There's nothing, there's nobody sitting behind your back saying, oh, well, she's gained weight or, you know.
Right. It's such a cool feeling because you're like, oh, these people care. Mm-hmm. There is people out there like us too. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, it's just refreshing because I think that I'm now learning you need to surround yourself with like-minded people. Thank you, Rob.
You do.
And the deal is that, like, I didn't and I still haven't 100%. And that's what I'm working on is making sure I have people in my corner that support me and my mission and my dreams that just as much as I want to support their mission and their dream. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
It needs to be reciprocal.
Yeah, it needs to go both ways. So know, like, if someone is supporting you, you need to support them yeah. with their dreams and ambitions and things that they want to do with their life, because it does go both ways.
It's
very exhausting for one person to only be the one that's a cheerleader for you and not have it reciprocated back.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to our Benji group, like, they support us as much as we support them.
Yeah.
And we do things for our Benchies because they are such a support, not only for each other, but for us too.
Yeah.
You know, when Mel's husband was going through all the hospital stuff, mm-hmm. it was really hard and they supported her. And
yep.
when my divorce news broke, like I remember getting a thing of flowers from them.
Yep.
And it really lifted my spirits because I was like, wait a minute, I have people.
You do.
I have people that are supporting me that in sometimes support more than people that I know in my daily life.
Yep. You guys are fucking amazing yeah. because I think I agree. You guys know more about us mm-hmm. and probably support us more than our close family and friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So the next piece of support that we've discovered.
Yeah.
Because this is still relatively new to us is the tribe.
Yeah.
And it is run by Jamie, the sleeve dietitian, and her team. Mm-hmm. And you guys love her episodes that she's done with us.
Oh, yeah.
And that is something that, like, has been very important to me and you
yep.
over the last few months is mm-hmm. being a part of the tribe because there is so much support intermingled in that.
Like, well, and there are all different kinds of support.
There
like,
is. There
no
is.
Matter what you're going through, Jamie definitely has covered a support group for you.
Yes. Like, there's a pre-op one.
Mm-hmm.
There is a post-op, like far post-op one. There is a
like for parents,
mindfulness, parents, they're like over 50. Like there's one for pretty much everybody. And even if you don't connect with the subject of what it is, they're still supportive.
Well, and I think what's really cool is that like you can go, you can turn your video off.
Yes.
And you can just listen.
Yep.
You can listen to it like a podcast. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you might have insight to help someone else because you might be there just to listen, but also you might be able to help someone else by just joining a support group that day. You never know who you can affect. So it's very important. I've done like the prompts for journaling.
Yes. Yes.
Excuse me.
She definitely goes over a lot of mindfulness journals, you know, trying to get us into a mindset because sometimes you can be, well, I know from personal experience, I'm very negative towards myself. I'm very hard on myself mentally.
Correct.
I may not say it out loud, but I definitely say it in my head. And so having that mindfulness, even there was a expert call, because that's the other thing she does. She brings in experts. And once every month they have this big expert on there and they do a Zoom call. Mm-hmm. And you can always go back and listen to those. And I listened to one with, what is her name?
It's the one you told me about. Yes, and then we listened a little bit.
Yes.
Wasn't it like,
what is her name?
Britt?
No. Okay.
I don't know. One. Sorry, guys.
And it was just so refreshing. And I actually journaled while I listened to it. And Jamie was like, I think that's the best thing because things pop into your head and you want to write about it. So I sat there and journaled and listened to this for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was incredible to feel so much support through just a video.
Right. Like, that's what's wild is that, like, you can get supported by just listening to, like, us on the podcast or going to Jamie and doing the support groups or just the expert calls. Mm-hmm. Like, there is so much availability out here that, like, if you don't feel supported, there's someone for you.
There is.
You know, like, because we have Losing a Blooming. She will help you. And so will Nalani, Tabitha, Laura, like anybody that sponsored us. Mm-hmm. You can contact them or contact us to help you contact them because they will help. That's the reason why, like, when we say we handpicked everything, we literally handpicked everything. Like those sponsors meant something to us. Mm-hmm. And it's because they help this community. So, like, if you need help with anything, that's why we're here. That's the whole point of this podcast and for the award show, because like we want to show how much we love you guys and how much your support really means something to us and everybody else. Yep. And I think my favorite part too, like of the award show is really like, it wasn't even the awards. It was, it's the combination of the video, the guys, and then Sarah. Like having those there really showed like, hey, like these people are here. They're not going anywhere and they're working hard. And those guys, man, Dad Rob.
They took over that stage, man.
You guys took over that stage and then Dad Rob almost made me cry.
Yeah.
I was like, you motherfucker.
Yep.
Like you guys mean so much because I keep hearing about the guys panel, It was so good. It was so good.
All the guys there were so supportive of anybody that needed to talk to them.
Yeah.
And there was actually a moment at the Benchy brunch where we were talking to somebody and they were referring back to a couple men and that's in their lives and they need to have surgery.
Yes.
But they're scared.
Yep.
And we actually talked to some of the guys and we were like, hey, if they need somebody to reach out to, are you? And I didn't even get to finish my sentence. And they're like, yes. Yes.
Yes. Have them message us.
We will message us. Yep. So they're so supporting of other men that may not feel comfortable with sharing their story or getting the surgery because there is, it's a different kind of stigma that's on top of the already stigmatized surgery.
Yeah. They're stigmatized even more.
Yes.
And it's got to be frustrating for you guys.
I don't get it because we're in it to where we're like, if you need something, use the tool.
Yeah. Use it.
Use the resources that you have. And that's a part of like joining the tribe, joining our Benchy support group, joining these things or finding somebody that to talk to. That's what it's so, what is so important about it is finding the people that you really click with and using that mm-hmm. because that's where you're going to see your success.
Oh, yeah.
Really thrive.
100%. Because all of those people, everybody that was a presenter, nominee to doing panels, all of them will help you. Like yes. they've all talked about their DMs and what the messages they get and they love it.
Yes.
So just keep like reaching out for help. Mm-hmm. Do not be scared to ask for help. No. I know I was. So,
I was too.
You know, it's real weird. And the fact like we're both in therapy now.
We are.
Because we realize we need it. And, mm-hmm. you know, like we tell you guys and we practice what we preach. Mm-hmm. And yep. it's been very helpful because like I know for my therapist, it's shown me like, what do I really need? Yep. And then what kind of support do I actually need
yes.
and want in my life? Like, mm-hmm. what does that look like?
Yes.
And I would super encourage getting a therapist just because yeah. they kind of open your mind up and make you think about things that you never thought about before.
Sometimes you don't want to think about the things.
That oh, yeah. That's exactly
up,
what it is.
But it's necessary.
It is.
I mean, I remember before I even started therapy, I was doggy paddling. I was just going from day to day just to get through.
Yeah, you're just surviving.
Yeah. And that's not a way I never thought I would feel like that ever again.
Yeah.
And it was a different way because it was mentally. And then when I started to have regain, that's when I started pulling back. I felt like I was a failure. Mm-hmm. I thought that like I didn't deserve to even talk about it because of us having a podcast about mm-hmm. it. And it's like, no, this is actual real life
yeah.
that is happening. Mm-hmm. Like I have and through therapy and working with Jamie, I have discovered several things that contributed to my weight gain.
Right.
That I didn't even make those connections had it not been for therapy and Jamie, like correct. Pointing it out.
Yep.
And I've already I feel so much better. And I actually told Jamie yesterday, I said, I'm just really hopeful.
Yeah.
Like I have that spark
hope
in
back.
Me again. Yeah. That I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to feel like that again when I never thought I didn't have that.
Well, it's interesting what happens when you put yourself first.
Yes.
And when you do the work, because that's what I keep telling people, like, if you do the work, it really does work.
It does work.
It does work. Mm-hmm. And like, I can see it on Kelly. Like, she has a better mood. She's mm-hmm. happier. She looks better.
I'm not getting cranky.
And like, and I don't mean looks better by like weight wise. Like, you can see a glow now. Like, yes. you can, there's not like a dimness to
you. I don't feel like I'm just surviving in the dark anymore.
Yeah, like you're brighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like my mood is just, because one of the things is when Cody left me, I Ooh. Stopped taking a lot of my medications.
Yes.
Because a lot of you may not know this, but he used to do all my medications. He would put them in the things. He knew what times of the day that mm-hmm. I took certain medications. And for me, it was easier to just stop taking them than to try to figure out, because my brain was already so full with like trying to figure out what my life was going to look like after.
I'm just surprised you weren't scared to do that.
No, I just didn't have the like bandwidth to even focus on.
Yeah.
I was merely focusing on like not just surviving the moment.
Yeah. It just impresses me that you were like, the reason why I say scared is because like you do have all these autoimmune diseases. You know what happens if you
don't.
Well,
I took the ones I had to.
Yeah.
I took the ones I had to and the ones that I was like, I'm fine. Like I kind of threw out the window a little bit. And it was close to like a year of
maybe a little over
a year and a half
yeah.
of me not taking these medications. And one of my medications was my mood stabilizer.
Yeah.
Probably not a good thing to throw out the window, but I was like, nah, don't need you. Because I thought I was fine. And that's the thing.
Oh, that happens
to people
all the time.
I was fine.
Yeah.
And I could throw, and I didn't need to take it anymore. And so it was a mood stabilizer. But the other thing about my med, which is Cymbalta, is it is used for smoking cessation.
Yes.
So it actually helps you quit smoking,
mm-hmm.
which means when you stop taking it, after taking it for so long, addictive personalities start coming back.
Yeah, the traits come back.
So me eating all the time
mm-hmm.
started coming back.
Yes.
And believe it or not, it took me almost a year and a half to make the connection that that's when all my regain started.
Yeah.
So I think it's been about a month since I've been back on it. Mm-hmm. And I also started a new medication. Some of you might know or be on it. It's called Mounjaro. And that has also been thanks to Jamie telling me about it. And I am just very hopeful now. And that is, I'm contributing that to the fact that I, number one, asked for help.
Yep.
I shoved my ass back into the community and made sure I was talking and looking and being present.
Yes.
And I realized that I need to follow the same rules that were put in front of me. I mean, not to the extreme amount that I did, but I still have to follow the rules. Like, don't drink 30 minutes after you eat. Mm-hmm. That is a very simple rule that I'm going to have to do for the rest of my life.
Also, and don't throw out your medication and stop taking them, especially if they're prescribed by a doctor.
Yeah.
Because like the reason why you thought you were fine is because the medication was working.
Yes.
So like I only say this and preface this a little bit more because I hear that I'm around and I take them now, too. But yes. I'm around a lot of people that take antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds. And I just now started my own in July or June or something like that.
June-ish.
Yeah. So like it. I hear people like, I feel fine. I don't need to take these. I feel great now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because it's working.
It's because it's working. So just continue.
Stop it. Because my mom is like prime. Like example, she, yes, because we had to move in with her before we moved here. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I feel so good. You guys are here. We're having a good time. You know, I thought that I should just stop taking my antidepressants. And I go, why would you do that? She's like, because I feel great. And I go, no, you just moved in three people and you feel good. You should not take like stop taking those because then you're not going to feel good. And you have all these people living with you and you're going to hate us. So just don't stop taking your antidepressants and your things like that. Like you need to consult a doctor, a professional. Don't try to wing yourself off of things without talking to them. Do not just stop taking things without talking to them. Like, we're not doctors. We say this in the beginning.
We do.
You need to just follow the instructions.
Yes.
That's my PSA for the day.
Yes. And I will definitely agree with that because I am living proof of what happens when you go off your meds and you're just barely functioning.
Yeah. Because you're just floating through.
Yeah. And I don't want to float through life. I want to live my life to the fullest.
Well, and we were floating through life when we were bigger, when we were obese and feeling shitty and not be able to move and do shit. So it's like, why would we want to do that now when we can?
Exactly.
Like do all the things. That's why it's like, I'm a firm believer, don't judge people what they are doing to help themselves. So if like Kelly's taking the Mounjaro, awesome. It helps her. We got the surgery. Awesome. It helps us.
Mm-hmm. I want to preface with the Mounjaro. There is a surprise. There's a big stigma around it. And I want to preface with saying that I am totally fine with people using the tools that are put in front of them in the correct way. So
how it's
instructed. And that is also making sure that you have a plan of what you're eating. Because using medications to just stop eating, that's not solving your problems. Like using the tools in a constructive way and making sure you have a plan for how you are using them. And if you don't know how to do that, find somebody that can help you do that. Go back to your bariatric team. Ask your nutritionist. Find a dietitian. Join the tribe. And then ask Jamie. Ask the other dietitians that are in there. How do I do this?
Yeah.
Because I don't want people thinking that there's a tool out there that's going to be a magic fix.
There is no magic fix.
There is no magic fix. You have to put in the work in order to get the results.
Yes.
And I think... And so that's my PSA for using the tools. And that includes surgery. And medications. I don't want to say pills because it's not like, oh my God, I saw a commercial this morning about a magic diet pill that like, and it was like going through all of these things of like, it just makes it melt off. And I'm just like, are these things still real?
I know.
Are these things here? Everybody knows these don't work.
I know. It's frustrating because like diet culture has like string-arm them because strong like arm strong-arm them. Thank you.
String-arm.
Strong-arm them because people still buy those things.
They still do.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with people?
Like they don't work.
Magic pills, plastic wrap, because that's essentially what that is.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
What was it called?
Oh, I don't know, but you would like put it around your stomach and it's supposed to help you sweat. Yeah, and then
it like melted your fat or something. It was supposed to. No.
No.
Those things don't work. And depriving yourself all the time, also not a thing you can do. You cannot expect that pills or plastic wrap or anything else that you're doing is going to help you. Yeah. You have to put in the work yourself. But I also don't think that it's beyond a step of using the tools that are lined out there for us to get some help.
Of course, because Dr. Patterson, like, she put me on Phentermine. Mm-hmm. And like, first it was metformin and that really sucked.
Yeah.
That was very, very painful. Some people tolerate it. I could not.
You did not.
My stomach hated it. My butt hated it. The whole thing. It was not fun. So, you know, she switched me onto Phentermine and it works. It helps me maintain is what I've noticed.
Okay.
Like I'm not really losing anything. And so I'm going to reevaluate with her at my next doctor's appointment about the Mounjaro
or something equivalent. There are different medications that are in the same class as Mounjaro.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't mind trying to see if anything else will help. Because it's just like, if I have allergies, why would I not try to find the one allergy medicine that works for me?
Ding, ding.
You know, because like there's so many different allergy medicines and what works for one person doesn't work for the other. So it's the same thing. And that's why I don't want people to be harsh about people taking medications for helping them, because people take medications for everything.
Well, and it's not like I'm going to Target and I'm picking up the latest fat burning pill.
Right.
Right. Like this is actually through a doctor gave me a prescription. And here's the thing is that I love my team. Don't get me wrong with saying this, but Dr. Thompson, my surgeon, does not prescribe injectables. So she wanted to put me back on phentermine.
Right.
I did not react well to phentermine. So like, this is the same thing. I did not react well to it because it made me jittery all day. And then I didn't sleep.
Yeah.
And I already have insomnia. Don't need that. Mel does very well on it. Yeah. She doesn't feel jittery. She doesn't have those side effects.
Correct.
So when Dr. Thompson said that she would put me back on it, I was like, well, I mean, if this is my only option, then sure. But I didn't know there were other options out there at that time.
Right.
And so you have to do your own research. Mm-hmm. And that's another connection to community.
Yes.
I had it not been for this community, for me being in this community, I would have never known Mounjaro was an option.
Correct.
I would have never known that I could go to Sequence and talk to a doctor and get a prescription through a doctor, through a program.
Yeah.
I just thought you just dealt with it.
Right. That's what we've been thinking our whole life before we even got the surgery. We just deal with things. I think as bigger people, we're used to just dealing with shit and just moving on, put a smile on your face and you don't want to complain.
Grit your teeth and just get through life.
We're big people and we don't want to be like the complainer or the whiner.
We definitely don't want to inconvenience anybody.
Don't want to be a problem, a burden. Mm-hmm. So we just ignore things about ourselves and don't ask questions.
Well, and that's why I stopped taking my medication. I didn't want to be a burden on anybody and I have to call and be like, hey, can you explain when I need to take my meds?
Yeah.
Like I didn't want to do that to anybody. And I honestly was just, I didn't want to complain. I had already been through a lot and I didn't want to be that person that's like complaining. That's why, you know, we were actually talking to Frank and Holly yesterday about it, that you kind of just don't want to talk about yourself.
Yes.
And you just kind of talk about other people because and not in like a negative way, but you talk about like other people in your life.
Correct. Instead of yourself,
because you don't want to be that person that just sits there and complains.
Correct. Correct.
And so, but there's some points where you have to talk about yourself.
Well, and that's why, like, we tell you to get support of some sort, because when you have the right support, you don't feel awkward talking about yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I noticed that right away, even at the first retreat, was that, like, everyone's welcoming. They give you hugs and then they just want to know your story and they let you talk about yourself and they don't interrupt you. They literally just want to know all the things. Yeah. And that was very like eye-opening and freeing. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
These people are really fucking cool. Like they don't care and they will listen.
Yes. And we've created some great bonds with people that we have met over the last couple of years of, well, actually, it's only been a year of doing live, mm-hmm. like in-person things.
Yeah.
And we've created some really deep bonds with these people. And it's really great knowing that we have that. We have people that have our back.
We do.
So and if we're having issues, we can go to somebody mm-hmm. and ask, like, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
You know, we now can contact other surgeons that we know. And what's really cool is like even Dr. Pesta.
I love Dr. Pesta.
He was on the podcast. If you haven't listened to that one, go listen.
Because yes.
He is the president of the ASMBS Foundation.
Yes, he is.
He's a fantastic man. And he actually helped us find a surgeon for one of our Benchies. She could not find one that would actually take her on.
Mm-hmm.
And he found her one within days.
Well, like 24, 48 hours. Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah. Because like, he has such a wide net
yep.
of people. And so that's what it is. Like being able to have somebody that you can say, hey, I'm having this issue. What do I do? Because we've lived our lives where we don't know who to ask and we don't want to burden anybody.
Yeah. And at least I have from my experience, I've just told that people don't care. So why ask?
Yeah.
Like my whole childhood guys, like they, like my parents would just always tell me like, don't cry. No one cares.
Well,
so just put a smile on your face. No, cause I'm an empath. And then they would have just took a look. They would have fucking noticed I'm crying because they're fucking freaking out. And I don't know what to do with my emotions. I'm just a child.
Because you're feeling them.
I'm feeling them.
Their emotions.
It's fucking
yes.
ridiculous.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. But it's not fun to be told that. No. So for like my whole life, I was thinking that no one cared about uh-huh. anything that I did and that none of the things that I did mattered.
Yes.
And then we did this mm-hmm. and it matters.
And there's so many
And you guys that matter.
Care.
And there's you guys
so
care.
Many people that care.
And we all care.
Yeah. Yes. And that's...
I think that's the deal.
It's incredible that I always expect it to like change
yeah.
at the next in-person event.
Oh, really?
And then it's all the same.
It's the same.
Like everybody, and this is like different groups of people, right?
Yeah.
So like we've gone to San Diego. We've gone to
Vegas.
We've gone to Texas several times. We've gone back to San Diego several
Florida.
Times. Florida. Like we've been all over and you're kind of like, do we fit?
I know. Like, is everyone going to be cool?
Good? And every time we end up leaving and like creating more friendships
yep.
with people.
More bonds,
even
more friends.
Deeper friendships with people.
Yep.
Because
more support.
It's just, that's what we're all there for. Mm-hmm. So that's the other part of it is don't be afraid to go to events.
Yes. And we know that there's people that are afraid. We talk to you. We've seen you. Mm-hmm. You've messaged us.
And you just heard, like, we are afraid too
yeah,
going in. And we have each other.
I know.
So if we can do it, you can do it. And you never know who you might meet just by going to an event.
I know. At the EOC one, we met mm-hmm. Sarah from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, that was fucking rad. Yep.
She's very,
and
very cool.
She came by herself, and I was very proud of her. And I saw her, and I started talking to her, and I just pulled her in with us.
They're like, you're part of our group
yep.
now.
And
so
she stayed with us all day, all night. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it was so much
cool.
fun.
It
so it's like,
cool.
hey, don't worry. Like, yeah. we will, at least for me and Kel.
Yeah, we don't. We want to be with everybody.
Yeah, so. Like, if you haven't noticed, if you guys watch us, we literally do that. Like, we go into a room, we find the people that are alone, we bring them to each other, and we all talk.
As long as it's not our event that we're hosting.
That's true.
Because
that's true.
We can't do both.
No.
But if we are attending an event.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
And when even, we host, we're just bringing people in.
We're just bringing all the people in. Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody's welcome. But I was thinking back to the first tribe tour that we attended in Dallas.
Yeah.
And there was actually two girls that sat at the same table, and they lived like a few streets away from each other.
I know.
And had never
in
met.
In Dallas at the tribe event.
Had never met.
Yeah.
And then they left there having somebody that they can hang out with and understand where they are locally.
Yeah. In walking distance.
Yes.
But they wouldn't have known if they wouldn't have just came, if they didn't come
yeah,
to the
Yeah, and a lot of people came alone to the tribe event.
Yes.
And it was really cool because me and Mel sat across from each other at a table and we were just talking to everybody.
Yep.
It was very, very cool. So please, 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 if you're feeling any apprehension about going to an event, please reach out because
yeah.
we will definitely confirm that it will change your life.
Well, and we'll guide you and we'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah. And like, if we know somebody that's going to be there, we can tell them that you're going. Like, there are ways to connect you to other people within this community.
Absolutely.
Because it continues to grow every single day.
Well, and the Bariatric Society has like the chapters and the regions.
Yes.
So you can look into that too. Mm-hmm. That way you can have help in your local area. And then, of course, our Benchies, because they're all over the place.
They are literally all over so the like country, all over the world.
Yeah, because really. We have people in Australia, New Zealand, the UK. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you need help, just tell us where you're at and we can find someone. Yep. I think is the biggest key and what we're trying to get to, because what we've learned from just the last year and from the award show is that there is support out there.
You just have to find
you
it.
You just have to find it and look.
And you had so much bravery having this surgery.
Yeah.
So much bravery. And we congratulate every single person that makes that decision to go get surgery and to save their own lives. It's time to get that bravery again. And it's time to find the support that you need.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah. Whatever it looks like to you, you don't have to be alone in this. Mm-hmm. Your family doesn't have to be behind you. Your friends aren't behind you. We'll be there for you.
Yeah.
And I challenge anybody that's listening, just because I had to do it too for my therapy, is to get out a piece of paper.
Oh, I know what she's going to say.
And start writing down like the things that you do need in your life.
Need.
Like literally just need. And it can be as simple as I need a hug every morning. Mm-hmm. I need a text every morning. I need my vitamins, my water. Like, what does that look like? Celebrated. I need support. And then like for each one, like this is what my therapist made me do. Like each bullet point had to have like, how does that like, what does that really
what does look, that
look like?
Legitimately. Okay.
So like for your support wise, how do you receive support? Because everybody's a little bit different.
Yes.
And then how do you communicate what support you need? Because that's also a big deal. It's like, you might need it. You might know how, but then like, how do you tell people? Is it going to be a whole thing too?
Yes.
So I challenge you guys, put in the comments, put in the things to let us know if you've done it and we can help you with it too. And we can show you our stuff because, I mean, I don't know if Kelly wants to, but I will show you some of mine so that we can help you with the prompts because I think that really was eye-opening for me.
I don't really use a whole lot of the prompts.
Yeah.
So I usually, like I was saying, I was listening to the expert call on the tribe. That's how I journal.
Yeah. You like, listen to
it. It'll spark something in me and then I can journal.
Yeah.
I have been journaling. I was actually just telling Melanie about it this morning because I'm trying to keep very close eye on what I'm going through while being on Manjaro.
Yes.
I've only been on it for 5 days. It's already been eye opening and I want to document it all. And so I have actually been journaling in the morning. Mm-hmm. I like have a whole system and then I journal it down of what I'm thinking, what I'm doing. I actually leave for Mexico tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I just had a call about what does that look like going on vacation on Manjaro? Because I never even thought
about
it.
That's a thought. Yeah.
And it was literally Jamie was like, this is what you're going to do. You're going to prioritize your water. And you're going to prioritize your protein.
Yep.
That's it.
All you have to do.
She's like, I am giving you permission to just be mindful of what's on your plate. And if there's leftovers, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can, because I'm the other thing is I'm going to an all-inclusive resort.
Mm-hmm.
So I can eat whatever I want to eat
whenever
and order it whenever I want to order it. But I've never been on an inclusive resort.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, I'm
my
excited.
30th was amazing because we were all-inclusive resort in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's weird. It's awesome, but it's weird. Like I'm not used to people like grabbing my plate and putting it on and pulling out my chair. And like, because it's a buffet, like a lot of it's like buffet style, right?
Yeah.
So like you go and make your plate. And as I was walking down the steps, like a guy just came by and just was like, grabbed my food and then walked with me to the table, pulled the chair out, put the thing down. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
I mean,
like they're opening doors for you. Like it's,
I always enjoy that.
I have what's called the white guilt. I just felt like I should not be served a pond. It felt so fucking weird. I was like, no, nope.
I don't like being a peasant. So
I do. I like it. Makes me feel good.
I have to have a straw and I have to. Anyways,
I have to have a straw.
So, yeah. So
you do need to be mindful.
There was a whole thing of mindfulness and being aware of the like what I need. And if I need anything extra to message her and let her know what's going on. And like that's a whole nother level of support because I know that if I'm having trouble with any part of that,
yeah,
I can reach out and say, hey, I'm having trouble with getting my protein in. What can you suggest that I do? Because I'm in Mexico.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be packing some things and making sure that they're in my luggage that I can have.
Good.
Because one thing that she did tell me is that she wants to see me have at least 30 grams of protein every morning when I wake up.
Yep. That's important.
So whatever that looks like, if that looks like yogurt, if that looks like a Built Bar, if that looks like a Profi, like whatever needs to happen.
And you just need to have
it. I just need to do it. Yeah. So because the other part of the Manjaro is I don't want to go back to how I was before.
Right.
I don't want to go back to where I'm restricting everything. And then I have a freak out moment and I eat everything on the planet.
Right.
So that's a worry of mine.
Well, and with Manjaro, it sounds like, too, it's helped with your mind, like not thinking about food a lot.
Correct.
So I think you're going to be totally golden.
Well, let's use the example of last night.
Yeah.
So we went out to dinner with Tanya and Katie because mm-hmm. we were debriefing over the whole award show. Mm-hmm. We wanted to talk about it. We hadn't been together since the hotel.
Wild.
So we all went out to dinner, and that was the first time I'd been out to dinner since being on Manjaro. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of worried about it, honestly. Like, I didn't think about it ahead of time, but as we were driving there, I was like, shit. Like, what do? I don't really want a whole meal by myself. And then Mel said, who wants to share
a ribeye steak
with me? And I was like, I do.
Me. Yeah. Choose done me. Deal.
But even Katie had tater tots and she was like, if you want some, you know, I'm not going to finish them. And tots are my jam. Yes. I love tots. Tots dunked in ranch. Best thing ever. I did not even reach for the tots. I did not even think about the tots.
Nope.
Until we left. And I was like, wait a minute.
I didn't eat any tots.
I didn't even eat any. I didn't even eat one.
Yeah.
All I had was steak.
Yep.
Like, but I was perfectly satisfied by that. And the other portion of it, it's not where the satisfaction of like, oh, I need to stop because it's in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. It was the satisfaction of like, I'm full.
Right.
It wasn't pain level.
Yeah. And
it
was a
restriction level.
You weren't so conscious of it either. Mm-mm. It just happened.
I just ate what I wanted to eat and then I just left the rest.
Yeah. That's what's really cool.
It's really weird. And that's why
I think you'll be fine in Mexico. What what I do want to stress is like your support piece. So like just let Zach know that you have to have that 30 grams mm-hmm. every morning.
Yep.
So that way he's on the look too of like, okay, we need to just make sure that's done.
Yes.
Because that can just be like the check mark off the list in the morning. And then you're going to feel so much better throughout mm-hmm. the day. Because mine, when I went to Mexico, I wasn't worried about protein. I was worried about water because you can't drink the water.
Yes.
And I fucking love ice water.
Yeah.
And you can't have the ice either.
No.
On the resort, you could. So you have to talk to people. Like that was my deal, was like trying to stay hydrated. So water bottles, like go to their local market, grab some for the room. Like that's what we did because I was like, fuck, I don't know what to do. Like I can get avocados and meat all day. Like that, because I mean, guacamole, like that's the jam.
Yeah.
So I was not worried about protein. Mine was mine's water. So that might be a thing to think about too, is because you can't drink the water. Eric got sick and was puking and pooping for 24 hours. And that was just because when they gave us shots on the ship. So yes, on my 30th birthday, we got to be on a pirate ship.
That's right.
And they accidentally got water in his shot. And it was that much to where done.
Okay. Cause I only drink bubbly water.
Right.
And that, I mean, I don't have to, but
you enjoy
bubbly. Yeah. I prefer it. So Zach already said like, we need to ask the concierge mm-hmm. when we check in, like, how do we get bubbly water?
Yeah, because we walked to the market. There is a market like a block or two down.
Okay.
And they have everything. Like, it is amazing. Like, you could buy antibiotics there. Like,
that's crazy.
It was fucking cool. So you won't have problems. It's just like, just get there. I mean, you guys are going to Cabo?
Cancun.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about Cancun, but like their taxis are really cool and everything. So they'll get you.
I think it'll be great. It'll be fine. And I'm like kind of, that was what I was kind of journaling about yesterday was, okay, what does this look like in real world?
Yeah.
Because you could easily say like, oh, I prioritize protein and water and not really do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Or I'm on vacation, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, and it fucking does.
It it does matter. And that's why I think she said, you know, prioritize water and protein, yep, because you need those two things to live.
You do. You really do. But to function correctly.
But if you want to have a dessert, have a bite of a dessert.
Yeah.
Like, just make sure that you're not eating enough that you're making yourself sick.
Well, and I went at my lowest, mm-hmm, and I came back and I was still at the lowest. I didn't gain anything on vacation. We were gone for a week.
Okay.
And it's because, one, you'll know this. You're active when you're, yeah, on vacation. You're, yeah, moving like, well, crazy.
We plan on relaxing a lot.
Plan having some fun exercises. So
I guess, yes, I, yeah, will be doing some stretching exercises, yeah, while I am there.
Yeah. Some aggressive stretching.
aggressive stretching. Yes. Yes. We'll just leave that there.
But because of like only trying to find avocados and meat, like there wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
So I like I said, I think you're going to come back lighter.
I'm excited. So, I can't, like, wait to go.
Right now, like, guys, she is at the beach. While you guys are listening to this right fucking now, she's at the beach and we're fucked.
That's
we're
true.
Not having fun.
That's true.
She that gets to go have all the fun.
And I'm going to really try to document all the things. But if I don't, it's because I'm trying to unplug a little bit.
Well, you're trying to be more present. I think,
yes,
we can wrap this all up into one big bow of, like, you need your support. And when you have your support, you need to be present with your support people.
Yes.
Because that goes a long way.
It does.
Because if you're not focusing on the people that do support you, mm-hmm, then eventually you're not going to have anybody to support you. Mm-hmm. Right. So you need to give the love back. And that, mm-hmm, means when you're with each other, put your phone down for a while. Go play a game. Go get in the beach. Do some fun shit. Yeah. Like, you don't have to be on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, you live in the real world.
Yeah.
Live here.
Yes.
Yes.
Document.
Document.
Take pictures with your friends.
Yeah.
But don't be, like, on your phone,
yeah,
all the time. Like, mm-hmm, I like it when I can have conversations with people when I'm in person. Mm-hmm.
Dinner table is a rule for us.
Yeah.
At any dinner table, yeah, whether that's at a restaurant or at home. Just put them away.
Yeah. Zach's pretty adamant most of the time when we're eating.
Yeah. There's no need.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Well, we love you.
We
and love you.
Stop.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. Not them, but I do love them.
Okay. All right. We do love you. Okay. Well, if you guys need any like direction of support, let us know. We can always direct you in the route you should go or we think that would be best for you. We are always here as a support no matter what.
Yes.
And you can always DM us, message us, email us, whatever you need to do, send carrier pigeons, whatever you need to do.
Right.
We are here.
We are here. So. And if you want your merch from the Just Be You award, yeah, show, I'm going to be the one like controlling it while she's gone.
Yes.
So message us on Instagram, DM us, mm-hmm, or again, it's at hello@ourslavelifepodcast.com. It'll be in the description.
Yes.
And also I'm challenging you to journal what your needs are and what support looks like for you. And I'm going to put in the stories to make sure you do it.
I think you should journal during this episode.
Ooh, even better.
Or after listening, because we're at the end.
Yeah.
Journal when you're done with this and journal what thoughts came up about support for you.
Yeah. I
Let
love
us
it.
Know. All right. We love you guys and we will see you
next time. Bye.
Hey, listeners, if you've enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform that you get your podcasts. Also, check us out on patreon.com/OSLP for exclusive content with your favorite girls ever.
Yeah.
And also, check out our YouTube page. Subscribe, hit that little bell so you get notified when our new videos drop a week after they are released.
Yeah, and we would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logos, Eric Vaughn with 17th Street Studios, because he provides our music and our recording,
yes,
space. Thanks for listening to Our Sleeve Live podcast, where we are breaking that stigma one episode at a time.